Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and consulting.
The road traveled by businesses of all sizes has featured its twists and turns over the last year. Where have we come from? Where are we headed in 2022? We'll tackle some of those questions and more here on this special edition of the Mind Your Business podcast series, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. This program brought to you over on the radio on WATA each and every Thursday morning from 10:05 to 10:30 here in Boone by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. So thanks for joining us for the podcast. Thanks for your downloads. This will be a popular one, I am quite sure. Last week, we celebrated the 6th annual High Country Economic Kickoff Breakfast. This is a combined event hosted by the Boone Area and Blowing Rock Chambers of Commerce to really kick off the economic year here in the High Country. We really thank our friends over at Peak Insurance Group and all of the fine sponsors that helped us put this on. Had about 150 folks spread out throughout a room that filled about 500 on a normal day. We had much less in the audience, but we had a great group watching online and getting a chance to hear from two of the state's experts, really two of the region's experts on economic development trends, what we've seen, how we make sense of what the last couple of years have looked like from an economic perspective, and how can we use that knowledge to really start to predict what 2022 may look like. You will hear today in this podcast two snippets of a broader conversation from Christopher Chung, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina, one of the nation's leading minds in economic development. He spent some time with us in the High Country last week and really gave us some helpful information about how Watauga County in the High Country and the mountains of North Carolina performed coming out of COVID against some state averages. You know, you hear about these economic trends in such broad brushes sometimes about, you know, tourism is down, this is down, but where is it down? Is it down here? I would say traffic would lead us to believe that it's not. And that was some of what Christopher Chung was able to uncover for us and really present in a great way of how did the state perform in 2020? How did Watauga County perform against those state averages? And what that initial action meant for 2021's productivity and earnings. And based on that activity and what we know now to be more vaccinated folks, more treatments coming down the line, hopefully more folks getting boosted, what the experience of the last 2 years really means for us going forward. So some excellent commentary out of Christopher Chung. His area also is the administrative oversight for Visit NC. And you've heard from Whit Tuttle in some of our programming over the last couple of years as well. Again, another expert in the tourism industry. So a lot of what Mr. Tuttle has shared with us over the years has been backed up and presented with some great data from Christopher Chung and his comments that you'll hear on this week's podcast. We will also hear from Dr. Harry Davis. He is a renowned economist here in this region out of Appalachian State. He's got a long track record with the North Carolina Bankers Association as well, handling a lot of programming and a lot of economic forecasting for that organization. And he'll give it to us pretty plain and simple. We have kind of taken out of about a 40-minute conversation, taken down about 10 minutes of his actual economic forecast as it relates to the High Country. So again, that's one of the great things about this event is Dr. Davis and in this case, Christopher Chung, take, you know, again, that broad information and really distill it down to what we see and experience every day right here where we live. We talk a lot about how this area is different than the urban areas perform in our state, or even some of the rural economies perform in our state because of tourism, because of App State, because you know, we have fared well in some sectors during COVID, maybe some others not so much, but we are doing okay based on where things are. And so that means that maybe we have a bounce back that turns more into performance gains rather than just getting back to that break-even point. And both Christopher Chung and Harry Davis will elaborate on that and give their own theories about where we may be going as a region. Now, as we hear those comments, those came a week ago, we are excited today as we record on Thursday morning A little bit later this afternoon, we will be releasing our fourth quarter Boone Area Chamber of Commerce Economic Indicators Report. That will feature some more commentary from Harry Davis, kind of a recap of some of what he shared at the Economic Kickoff Breakfast, but then really couching that against four quarters worth of data now. That was one of the things that we were so excited about sharing in this report, is being able to go back quarter over quarter, year over year, and really show you how our local economy is performing. So if you are a member of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, look for that report in your email on Thursday afternoon. That would be the 27th. If you're not a member of the chamber, you should join. We give you stuff like this all the time. But if you haven't gone down that road yet, you can get this report a little bit later on at our website, boonechamber.com. We'll be sharing it with some media outlets as well, and really helping provide some context of four quarters worth of data now. Where are we in things like sales tax collections, occupancy tax, real estate sales, housing starts, some of those trends that really help communities understand where they are and where they've come from in terms of couching and benchmarking against other data points. So this will round out the year, and then we'll go back through this again. Got some great information from James Milner, from Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, on some commercial economic development trends that we've seen. So really that report all-encompassing, and you'll see that here very soon. But before you get a chance to read that, let's hear from the experts. First, Christopher Chung, CEO of the Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina, then Dr. Harry Davis, our two featured guests on this week's installment of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business is brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Again, our program brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As promised before the break, some highlights from last week's High Country Economic Kickoff Breakfast. We'll start with Christopher Chung, the CEO of the Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina. He spoke with our audience about some of the challenges and opportunities ahead in 2022.
The labor shortage, I'm positive that's going to come up in Dr. Davis's presentation, but that is top of mind for every single company that we sit down and talk with, whether they're here today and considering growing further, whether they're looking to come into North Carolina and do business. Can I find the talent that I need for my company to be successful? Can I find them at a reasonable cost? And can I retain them for more than just a couple of years before they jump ship to a competitor of mine? These are the issues that are keeping up the businesses that we're talking to every day. Chuck had a really good point about the importance of culture. Wages, obviously, that is one area that you're hearing a lot from prospective employees on what they demand more of. But flexibility is another, especially those that are in professional services and white collar professions, where the ability to work remotely is more easily than those who have to be on premise. What flexibility does an employer offer? That's also a question a lot more companies are having to sort out, especially in their business. But culture and purpose are the other part of that equation. And I think for those employers that can really differentiate themselves with offering the kind of culture that you all do at Peak, or whatever culture and purpose that you have as an employer, that's also going to be really important to attracting talent and retaining talent well into the future. And that's not an easy thing to do. It is an employee's market for sure right now. And it's so the challenge is on organizations and companies to figure out how they structure themselves as a way to be attractive. But that talent shortage, I don't see that going away anytime soon. I think between demographic trends, and I really encourage any of you to read a report. I'll send it to David afterwards, but it's called the Sandsdemic. It's put on by MZ Burning Glass. It's an economic research organization, but they talk about how demographic trends in the United States, they're not going away anytime soon. Between baby boomers exiting the workforce, especially at a much faster clip these past couple of years, between just people having fewer kids and having kids later in life, all of that's going to put restraints on the growth and size of our talent pool that employers can draw from. So the competition for talent is only going to get fiercer if you believe that these demographic trends are true. I think this pandemic has forced a lot of people, young, old, and in between, to really consider what's important. In some ways, I kind of feel like it's broken something inside all of us that was fine and we never thought about before. But as something like a global pandemic, a once in a lifetime, once a century sort of thing, it ought to force us to think about what's important in terms of what purpose am I doing my work for? What's more important to me, family or work? These types of questions are also, I think, causing people to examine how long they want to stay in the work and in the job that they have right now. And all of that creates headwinds for employers who are trying to attract and retain the talent that they need to be successful. And we don't see that being a challenge going away anytime soon. More specific to the ground here in this part of the state, as well as around North Carolina, if you are trying to attract companies in from the outside, business recruitment, besides trying to solve the talent and labor issue, something as simple as industrial real estate is also a challenge that we see a lot of our rural community partners facing. The manufacturers that we're in conversation with every day, whether they're in food and beverage or biotech or electric vehicles, they actually need a bricks and mortar location to operate from. These are not virtual remote businesses. They need a building to do business from and to make product in. And that available industrial building, that's something that too many of our communities, too many of our 100 counties in North Carolina lack, which means they are not able to compete to attract those companies in their areas. So if you're looking for specific initiatives to try to rally around here in this region, if you're looking to attract industry, specifically manufacturing and the type of activity that we see in very high demand right now, that product availability is absolutely top of the list as well. And then, of course, the biggest roadblock for 2022 and beyond is how much does this pandemic change corporate behaviors and individual behaviors? Like I said, for the past 2 years, we've been living life very differently than any of us in living memory can ever recall. And how many of these habits are going to go away as soon as the pandemic is over? And how many of these habits will go back? A good example is just the dramatic growth in food and beverage manufacturing, catering to individuals who are doing much more meals at home, right? Like I said, a lot of people have been unwilling or unable to dine out the way they used to before the pandemic. And like myself, I used to love a good meal out with friends and family. But obviously with a two-year-old at home who's not vaccinated, I'm not going to take that chance as much as I normally would. I'm doing a lot more cooking at home myself. Multiply that by millions of households. And will that habit go away as soon as it's all free and clear to do that? Or will some number of those folks decide, hey, I'm going to keep doing that because I enjoy it and it's a lot cheaper to do that? Or for people who decide, I don't want to live in a New York City where I got to get in an elevator to go to my office, get in an elevator to go to my apartment, ride the subway to go to work. Do I want to move to somewhere where I've got a lot more open space? These kinds of individual behaviors and how they affect the economy, no one can really predict how long these will outlast the pandemic. And the question of what economic development looks like is really going to ride on some of these behavioral changes. Same thing with companies as well. Something like remote work and how much companies allow this as part of their culture and flexibility, that also has great ramifications on things like office travel and all the businesses that depend on office workers who go out to lunch or grab a drink every day after work. These changes of behavior are also very difficult to predict because they're so individually based on individual choice. And yet, the whole kind of turn of the economy depends in large part on what that picture ends up looking like. And we don't know the answer any better to that. Maybe Dr. Davis can shed some light on where he thinks it's all headed. But that is going to be one of those struggles or headwinds we wrestle with in 2022 and beyond. Last thing, what are the opportunities that await us here in North Carolina in 2022? Like I said, we started this year in a really strong spot. Active conversations with 200 companies that are thinking about North Carolina as the next chapter in their growth. That gives us tremendous potential to land even more of those companies and get even more of those companies to expand here. And that's going to be, of course, a great opportunity for us. We have an opportunity on the tourism front, not just to bring leisure travel back up to where it was at record levels before the pandemic, but to really lend our full support to the business tourism community as they figure out how to navigate this post-pandemic world that they're all struggling with as well. And then lastly, I think opportunities for communities like Boone are around place building and making this an even more attractive place, not just for people to move to. It doesn't sound like people moving here is a real challenge for this area, and that may present problems once in a while. I loved your story about traffic on Route 321. It's good and bad, right? But ultimately, that's one of the best indicators that your area is doing well when people want to and people end up moving there. But it's not just about getting people to move here. It's, can you create an environment where people also want to start business here, start commerce, employ other people as part of those small businesses? Each one of those businesses that you all honored today, that's a great example of what every community should aspire to help. And obviously, David's team does a great job supporting these entrepreneurs realize their visions. But a place like Boone that has tremendous quality of life appeal, even though it might be kind of hard to see with the mist right now, you also, how do you parlay that into an attractive lifestyle business opportunity for people who are looking at not just where they want to live, but can I start a successful business in this new community of mine? I think what you all do with building that quality of place, that is your tremendous opportunity to further define the economic development future for this part of North Carolina.
Again, thanks to Chris Chung for spending some time with us last week. Always a treat when he comes to the High Country to share news about rural economic development trends and how Boone and the High Country can position themselves well for the road ahead. We'll take a time out. When we return, we'll hear some comments from last week's Economic Kickoff Breakfast from Dr. Harry Davis, renowned professor and economist out of Appalachian State. You're listening to Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business is brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. We continue our recap of last week's High Country Economic Kickoff Breakfast, brought to you by our friends at Peak Insurance Group over at the Grandview Ballroom at Appalachian State. Dr. Harry Davis always gives us his economic outlook for the year ahead at these events, and he did just that last week, sharing some thoughts on not only some statewide trends, but really getting into some specifics about what he expects to see in the High Country's economic picture for the year to come.
Now, the economy's been doing very well. Corporate profits are great. Unemployment, we're full employment. And then all of a sudden, inflation showed up. Now, we hadn't had any inflation in 40 years, but all of a sudden, in the last 6 months, here it is. It's 7%. That, by the way, is horrible. That means that most people in the room, most people in Boone, will receive a negative pay increase this year because their pay increase will be 3 or 4% or 2%, and the rate of inflation will be 7%. So they beep like a garbage truck backing up. I mean, they're literally just backing up. Their real wages are actually going down. We can't live with 7%. To put that in historical perspective, in 1971, President Richard Nixon put wage and price controls on in this country. Wages and prices would be controlled by Washington, D.C. Imagine. Guess what the rate of inflation was in 1971? A little over 4%. We thought that was the end of the world. I was a student back then. We thought it was the end of the world that it was a little over 4%. Today it's 7. We can't live with a 7% rate of inflation. People will start going to the store on Monday because they're afraid prices will have gone up by Wednesday. It makes people do strange things. The Federal Reserve will now be forced to fight inflation. They will be forced to raise interest rates, and they will start in March. They will start soon. They should have started in November or December. They usually are behind the curve, and they are now. Although I love the Federal Reserve, I think it's the least political organization in Washington. My hat off to them. But they will have to raise interest rates in an attempt to slow the economy. Economists like to say, just as the party gets going, the Federal Reserve goes into the room, picks up the punch bowl, and walks out with it. So that's pretty much where we are. They're going to have to start raising interest rates. If you look at this graph of the CPI, Consumer Price Index, look at that. There are only 20 years of data there, but it's the highest in the last 20 years. You actually have to go back to 1982. So it's actually the highest rate in 40 years for the Consumer Price Index. We have to bring that down. You cannot live with that kind of inflation. North Carolina, our economy, our unemployment rate, 3.9% in November. The December number's not out. And I'm sure it's less than the 3.9% for the national rate. Our rate has been under the national rate every month since the pandemic, except one. Our unemployment rate has traditionally been less than the national rate, and it is now and has been for most of the last 2 years. We're doing extremely well in North Carolina, as and Chris made some of those points. Budget revenue growth to the state, revenue growth, greatly exceeded expectations last year and in 2020. The forecasts were for, you know, doom and gloom and horrible revenue growth. That didn't happen. We had strong revenue growth. We actually ran budget surpluses. We actually signed a budget. We got the legislature and the governor to agree enough that he was actually able to sign a budget, and so we have a budget now, which is great for state employees. We got a 2.5% wage increase this year and 2.5% next year out of that budget. First time in years that we've had a real wage increase. So just as we finally get this wage increase, the rate of inflation goes to 7%. So anyhow, so we're going backwards. But I'll take the 2.5. Thank you very much. Watauga County, everything you look at it, about it, economic data is good. Occupancy tax, sales tax, real estate sales, number of sales, value of sales, unemployment rate. Our unemployment rate in Watauga County is 2.5%. We're past full employment. I mean, that's one of the reasons you can't find anybody to work. There's nobody left to work. We have to bring them in from Lenore and Wilkesboro and other places. So every economic piece of data that you look at for us is extremely good. That's going to continue. We continue to have strong growth. Tourism's great. People wouldn't get on planes and fly to Hawaii, so they drove to Boone. That's going to continue. Boone and Blowing Rock, I would say. And that's going to continue, but to the whole high country, this whole part of the state. We're lucky to live here. We're lucky to be in an area with such strong growth. It would be hard for the numbers. It would be hard for me to come up here next year and say the numbers were better this year than they were last year. It's almost impossible for the numbers to get better. I mean, that's how good things are in Watauga County. A little bit about the future, and then I'll be done. GDP, after growing about 5.5% last year, this year around 4.5%, that would still be really strong economic growth for the U.S. economy. That's good. The rate of inflation will drop. I think it'll drop to around 4.5%. It needs to drop much lower than that, but I don't think that it will, because I don't think once you raise wages from $10 an hour to $15 an hour, they'll never go back. And everybody who was making $15 an hour now expects $20 an hour, and so forth. So we can't go backwards. The rate of inflation can slow because the next increases won't be that great, but we're gonna have to live with fairly high rates of inflation. The labor markets are tight. We're at full employment nationally in North Carolina and in Watauga County. You just can't add very many more workers. The unemployment rate will probably come down a little bit. After all, it was 3.5% nationally before the pandemic, so it'll go down to 3.5%, but not much from here and not that many new jobs. Retail sales will be strong, and if we could ever get rid of the pandemic, remember, consumers have got $2 trillion in excess savings. $2 trillion. If we could ever get rid of the pandemic, that money's going to get spent, or a large part of it. And so tourism, hospitality, those parts of the economy that have really been hurt, restaurants could really get some impetus from that money. Again, we got to get rid of the virus first. Home sales in the nation and here in Watauga County will largely mirror last year. Again, unless you have a lot more starts, You can't sell more houses. They're just not there to sell. So housing starts and sales, both nationally and in Watauga County, will be about the same this year as they were last year. Finally, the North Carolina state economy. Again, we're lucky to be in North Carolina, the sixth fastest growing state in the country. Tremendous economic development. We have great tax rates now, low tax rates for corporates and individuals. And all of that leads to economic strength and economic growth.
Again, we thank Dr. Davis for lending his insight on not only these types of topics. He is a frequent contributor to our economic indicators report, and the fourth quarter economic indicators report will actually be out today. So if you're a Boone Area Chamber of Commerce member, you'll get that in your email a little bit later on tonight, or you can check out boonechamber.com and read a little bit more about what Dr. Davis and some others have to say about our economic picture now and where we've got to go here in this year ahead. That'll do it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We are right back here with you again, same time, same place, next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.